Let me just start this out as kind of a point counterpoint, because I talked to the Minnesota Chamber, and they say that most employers are already paying the minimum wage, and that entry level obviously is going to get minimum wage, but that folks who are in a position where they really have to support families, so on, that they're getting more than that. How do you respond?
Well, Minnesota employers who are providing good middle class jobs are certainly paying far more than minimum wage, but the problem is that so many jobs now that were supporting middle class families in the past have disappeared for one reason or another. And so as a result, many more people are depending on minimum wage or low wage work to support families in ways that we haven't seen in decades. So the fact that we used to have an idea that minimum wage jobs were for teenagers just starting out and wouldn't support a family is really gone by the wayside as employers have shrunk their workforces, automated, offshored, and used the legal system to their advantage in order to keep wages down for workers.
The chamber says that employers are in a situation where they need to, where they do everything they can to maximize wages based on what their business will allow. And that if you force them to pay a wage that's more than what the market or what their business will allow, their cash flow and all the various other elements that go into the operation of their business, that if you force them to pay a higher wage than they really can, that ultimately it's going to result in fewer people being employed there and perhaps no jobs at all if the business goes out of business.
Well, that's the same kind of scare tactics that we heard when we passed the bill in the first place. But what we've actually seen is that low-wage industries have seen their wages rise as the minimum wage has gone up, and we've seen employment grow at the same time. In fact, soon after the first minimum wage increase went into effect, restaurants in Minnesota had one of their strongest hiring quarters ever. And the reality is that businesses need to hire people in order to make profits. And if the work that they're hiring for isn't profitable, they won't make the hire. And there are many businesses in Minnesota, in other states, and around the world that deal with higher minimum wage than what Minnesota employers have had to handle and have done it successfully. So I see no reason why Minnesota businesses wouldn't be just as innovative and able to handle rising wages for their employees as any other business in any other state or any other country.
One of the other things the Minnesota Chamber says is that rather than put businesses in this quandary, and I understand you dispute whether they're being put in a quandary, but the chamber says rather than put businesses in this quandary and mandate a particular wage, why not do other things to help families that don't get enough income? Things such as tax credits, as an example, or refunds, that the state should do that, and that would not have the impact on businesses. What's your response to that?
Well, that means that these businesses who want taxpayers to help support their employees because they won't pay them enough to live on are asking for a taxpayer subsidy. They're asking for a form of welfare from everybody else in order to help run their business rather than managing their business in such a way as to pay employees enough to live on. You know, Minnesota is not unique. Our country is not unique in that way, that businesses around the country, around the world, figure out ways to make their employees work so valuable that they can afford to pay a higher wage. And if we start moving to a higher wage model, people have more money to spend, revenue is stronger in those businesses, people whose work is better paid tend to be more reliable, there tends to be less turnover. There are all kinds of benefits that come from a rising floor for wages that benefit not just the workers and their families, but benefit businesses as well.
Let me pursue this issue of the economy a little bit more, too, relative to job creation numbers in Minnesota. And I understand these fluctuate quite a bit. I know you've been watching them just like everyone else has been watching them. And what the Minnesota Chamber says is that Minnesota would ultimately be in a better position and wouldn't have seen some of those slumps in job growth, even though there has been job growth. They say that it's been lagging in some areas. and that that wouldn't have happened, perhaps, if we didn't have the minimum wage increases.
That's simply not true. First of all, I don't understand the argument that somehow our economy is better if everybody makes less money. That doesn't make any sense. And second of all, if you actually look at the job report numbers that have come through, the areas of the economy, like leisure and hospitality, where the most low-wage workers are and who are most affected by the minimum wage increases, they've been hiring more people every single quarter in Minnesota. And so it's the strength of the overall economy in part, but it's also the fact that raising wages for workers actually has a benefit in the broader economy. And it continues to come back to those employers. Now, there may be slower job growth in some areas, but it's certainly not the jobs affected by a minimum wage increase.